Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 17th day of May, 2024. And go ahead, Eric. Go on, Aaron.
Go ahead, Eric.
Aaron, Eric's in the other room.
Distinguished citizens, fellow citizens, hello. Please call 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, and we would welcome your gifts and donations.
All right, now, the boys in the back, those are the pastor's mighty men, Eric and Randy. And Frank, they're manning the phones. And then tonight, in the glass cage, our producer, very qualified, ready to go, willing to lay his life on the line for this radio program. None other than Johnny.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, how you doing? Hello, America.
All right, there you go. Now, she's been wanting to do this. All she ever says is hello. So we're going to give her a chance to actually give the phone numbers out. And we're going to let you do that. Go ahead and give the phone number.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. And please give us a call. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to give your home phone number out for anyone that wants it. All right. There you go. Leaping lizards is little Lisa. All right. And now, way out yonder, there he only has a 5-gallon hat. It's a good thing to have a hat now because, boy, in Houston, they've been getting some weather, some heavy-duty weather, and he's out there. But that don't bother him a bit. Him and his horse make it through the rain, the rivers rising. None other than Chaplain John McTurnan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie, and God bless you and all our listeners. And there has been heavy rain where I live, but the big-time rain has been north of me. I mean 20 inches plus of rain, and it's flooded down here, but not the river has flooded, but not the massive amount of rain that would, like, you know.
Four people died. Four people died of the flood there. And, boy, I know what it's like because I've been flooded out, and boy, I'm tell you, it's horrible. I really feel for people that get flooded out. It's terrible. Alrighty, we have John in Westlake, or West Park, has pledged $25. Thank you, John. And so we're going to do it again. 888-281-1110. That is the credit card line.
888-677-9673.
Hey, John, do you want to give the number out just so you can say you've done it?
Which John?
maybe I could let each of you do one. I don't know you're not ready for that. I'll just do it one more time. 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
All right, listen, we got to get serious. This is a serious program, so let's get into it tonight. And we're going to be starting in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. You ready, John? That's 2 Peter.
Pastor Ernie, I have to get over to it. All right, 2 Peter chapter 2. Now what verses?
Verses 4 through 9.
Okay, here we go. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, and in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds.
One more.
Oh, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
All right, so according to Jude 6, they left their own habitation. These were the angels that he was talking about. The only angel that he really mentions by name, who was the very first sinner, was Lucifer himself, huh? And so they left their first estate. What was their sin, the fallen angels? What was their sin?
Well, Pastor Ernie, right? It's rebellion against God, number one. That was the first thing they did.
They agreed to follow Satan.
Yeah, but what was their goal? Their goal was to corrupt all flesh on earth. In other words, to change their DNA, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Because we know these scriptures talked about there were giants on the earth at that time, the Nephilim.
Yeah. When it says they took wives as they chose these, did they take them the way we do today, propose to a woman, or did they just go to some man and say, your wife is mine now?
Yeah, that's what they were, just taking the women, Pastor. Yes.
And so here, now, what was their orders? When they were cast out, were they told expressly to have nothing, not to have any communication with humans?
That's a real good question. I don't know.
Well, the answer is their sin was their communication with the humans.
Yeah, of course.
Let me ask you about this, because only you might know something like this. All right, the pyramids.
Yes.
There's only two objects that have the same dimensions, cubes and pyramids. And here, you know, when it describes the New Jerusalem, 1,500 miles by 1,500, okay, it's very interesting, because do you think that the pyramids were built after the shape of the New Jerusalem?
That's a real good question, Pastor Ernie. I mean, you tend to think that it's a pyramid, the New Jerusalem, but you could have a four-sided triangle, and then coming up to that same height.
Yeah.
It's very possible that it was made on Earth as an image to the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem.
Right. And, they had the master creator to, as an example. And so that's my theory. And so anyhow, as we go on, he says here, they spared not the old world, but saved Noah and the eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Well, here, when it talks about Noah and eight preachers, a preacher of righteousness, there were eight preachers up to this, starting with Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Methuselah, and Enoch. Enoch wasn't included since what? Why wasn't he included? He was translated into heaven.
Harpazud.
Yeah, so while Jared was still serving in the capacity as the preacher there, and Lamech was not included because he died before his father Methuselah. And so that left Noah to serve as the eighth preacher of righteousness. And so he goes on to say, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them and overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Now listen, today, you know, if God overturned, if he overturned San Francisco or
the Florida Keys.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking
Tel Aviv.
New Orleans would be a good one, or Tel Aviv would be another one. What do you think the media would say about God? I mean,
he's intolerant.
Right, he's not politically correct, is he?
Well, people should be aware of just how serious that sin is.
That's the whole point here.
How's America like all this destruction as far as the dividend of allowing the abominable sin of homosexuality is, according to the Word of God, what happens?
Well, what's the fallout on, again?
It causes the land to vomit out its inhabitants.
That's exactly right. And
so how are we liking being vomited out, America? I'm not liking it.
Well, you know, John, actually, something like that happened with Katrina. Why don't you tell us? Because you wrote a book about that.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Pastor Ernie. Katrina coincided when President Bush really pressured Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel, to pull all the Jews out of Gaza. There were 23, enclaves there. So as that was going on, right as they finished it, it coincided with Southern Decadence in New Orleans. It's a vile, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a vile, vile event that starts the Wednesday before Labor Day and that it ends that Monday. And while that day, that Wednesday, that's when Katrina hit Pester. And, you know, it did incredible damage. And it was like the water was vomiting out the inhabitants of the city.
There you go. It's unbelievable how, and yet our society today, and those people that refer to, like Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, who are 100% pro-sodomy, and they call themselves not only Catholics, but they call themselves Christians.
Vomit, barf, puke, Schumer.
Are they delusional? Are they delusional?
Mr. Ernie, you could see the state of the nation now when there was that pro football player, I just can't think of his name, from Kansas City, and he gave a commencement speech.
Oh, the kicker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he really spoke about family and how good his wife was, and she was a stay-at-home mother, and they had three kids.
That's Harrison Butler.
Yeah, yeah, and the left went crazy. They went stark raving mad over him giving a commencement speech and praising motherhood. It was amazing to see how vile they are. I mean, it's known. We know how vile they are, Pastor, but when they come out like this under this circumstance, a football player giving a commencement speech there for the graduates and them reacting like it was the most, to them, it's like the most vile thing.
Yeah, I know. This is because they are what?
The cancel culture.
They're, that's a reprobate mind.
The Bible says they're a reprobate. They have reprobate minds. They no longer can understand right from wrong.
No, they can't. And whatever is true and just and pure and all that, whatever is from the Word of God, they loathe, they hate, they despise, they can't stand it.
All right, Annie in Pennsylvania pledges 135. And, wait, no, is that correction? Or I can't read the correction. Oh, 85. It's 85. And Barbara in Ohio pledges 500. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you. All righty.
888-281-1110.
888-677-9673. There you go. That's the numbers. We need to hear from you if you're going to keep hearing from us. We're going to have a very, very powerful program tonight, folks. So let's pick it up here. And he delivered just Lot, vexed with thy conversation. That word conversation there actually in the Greek it means behavior. Behavior. Vexed with filthy behavior of the wicked. Now, you know, why did Lot go there? Why do you think, you know,
Scripture tells us, Pastor Ernie,
he said he saw that the vegetation was, there was well-watered vegetation and the grass and all that for his flocks. But the foolish move was that he was going right toward a very wicked city.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, he was, there was an allurement there, and Abraham gave him the choice of where to go, and he went there and camped near Sodom and Gomorrah, and next thing you know, he was at the gate. It's a lesson for us to keep being anchored in the world, because that's what happened to him, Pastor Ernie.
Well, he was literally the mayor of Sodom and Gomorrah, wasn't he?
Yeah, the gate, that expression, he was sitting at the gate, that's where the power... That's where the authority of the government was in those days. They made decrees there. They enforced laws. They maybe executed someone there at the gate. That was the where the well, the government was. So yeah, he was sitting there. That meant he was in definitely some position of authority.
And that's also the place where major financial transactions took place. That's where they had the human trafficking, where they would set up the stages and sell people. Kind of like they're doing today in America, huh?
Unfortunately, yes.
And so here, he goes on to say, for the righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed the righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. I'll be preaching on the lawless and the righteous this Sunday. This is going to be my message, the Lord's willing, lest the Lord changes it. Okay. And so... And then he goes on to say, and the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment. They don't get it, do they? I mean, see, in other words, somehow there seems to be a mindset on those on the left and those in the media that God is going to have to conform to their world. They really don't get it, do they?
It's called unbelief.
And so, anyhow, there you go. We have Bill in Hartfield just pledged 100. Thank you, Bill. It's 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
Okay, we're going to go a little early. We're going to stop right there and go a little early to the break. So on this one we can do. So take us away to the break.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Not. Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1044, sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C. I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. Since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't liable for, nor subject to, no, I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. This is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now it didn't take them very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank account as they auctioned off my family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me in iron. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. This is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied, because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves, who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees. So listen up, you international banksters, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can. Cause when the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud, they're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, we're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their homes. We'll terrorize the sweet brides as we put the hard lean on. This was dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. This was dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong.
Explicit reservation of all rights without prejudice per UCC 1-207.
All right, we're back. You see, in response to what's been happening with the deep state, with these corrupt rogue agents going after Christians, going after pro-lifers, going after homeschoolers, going after people who stand up for their children at the school board meetings, people are getting more and more. I'm hearing, you know, more and more about exactly that's what's going to happen. You're going to find out, like, at some time with these the Dirty 30, where you have these people that go in and raid houses, kicking doors in the middle of the night. People are going to be watching us, and they're going to follow them back to where they work, and they're going to follow them home, and then they're going to do the same thing to them. That's the mindset. People are getting real fed up of having the federal government turn against us, and that's what's happened by the deep state. What do you think, John?
Pastor Ernie, I mean, if it's completely lawless out there, I mean, we're watching President Trump and what they're doing, then we see what they're doing to pro-lifers. We see January 6th, and they're in our face with it, and it's like like mocking us, and we got power, and the media is with them. So at some point, if they persist with this, they've backed us into a wall. We got to defend ourselves.
Yeah, that's exactly what's where things are going. All right, we're going to be playing a little clip by a lawyer, Ivan Raiklin. And so, folks, this is paid close attention to this. This will actually, this is kind of a long clip, in fact, John. And then I think we'll just play it the 1 hour today. I'm not sure. We may play parts of it in the second hour. It's very important. All right, go ahead and take it away, Johnny.
I didn't know who would be here. Can I just ask like, what brought you here today? Why you decided to come here?
What's your name and what organization are you with?
Zoe Chase.
Zoe Chase.
Mm-hmm. And the show is called This American Life. It's a radio show.
And what radio program is it on?
It's its own show. It airs all over the
country. Who sponsors it? Is it on what program?
It's a for-profit company. So it's an independent company. It airs on public radio stations.
So it's on NPR?
Yeah, it's on public radio, but it's on NPR program. So it's on NPR.
Okay. So what is your question? Have you talked to me before?
Yeah, we met. I mean, it was like 2 years ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Which Reawaken?
It was the first one I went to was in Nashville.
Nashville?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I was in Nashville and that was not the first one.
No, it was my first one.
Okay.
It wasn't the first one. But there was like a hotel meet and greet afterwards with flyover.
And you're based out of where?
New York.
What brings you down here when you have that trial up there that you should be focused on?
I don't get to cover the trial.
How do they allocate that?
Well,
like, do you get tasked to come down here?
Not really. I don't even get to make my own choices, but our show is like a documentary show more. It's like a magazine.
Okay.
And so we don't do breaking news. So
do you want to do a sit-down long-form interview with me?
Well, actually, I was just going to ask you kind of like what brought you here, like why you were here and what you made of it. But we could.
I'll put a post up about it.
Uh-huh.
With that question. And then you can follow that on X,
okay.
Telegram,
yeah.
Truth,
mm-hmm.
Getter, my Rumble channel.
Right.
And all the other ones. And I can provide you that.
I just followed you on Twitter. So I was like,
okay. Which one? Ivan Raiklin?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because the other one's still censored by Brian Naughton at the FBI.
Okay.
So my Raiklin account is still being censored by the FBI's Brian Auten, Laura Demlow, Joe Pienka, and Elvis Chan.
Well, so you started a new account.
No, that still exists because
okay.
It was reinstated. Those are the individuals that are at the FBI that run censorship industrial complex on behalf of this illegitimate regime. Do you know those names?
No.
I can provide you much detail on. They were the ones also involved in the original illegal Crossfire Hurricane spying operation on General Flynn, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and mm-hmm. Paul Manafort. I have receipts on
names.
Every single individual. That's why they haven't really come after me yet, because if they bring me in, the entire regime comes crumbling down.
Whoa.
Okay?
Well,
so they are scared of me, not the other way around.
That makes more sense. You, on your Twitter bio, I noticed today it said Secretary of Retribution.
Yep.
That
means that I will guarantee consequences for a list of at least 350 individuals that are on my deep state target list.
Okay.
And when you read that deep state target list, remember I'm an attorney and a retired Green Beret. Okay?
That I know. Well, maybe that I might be interested in talking with you more about is your deep state target list.
Elon Musk has it. Michael Schellenberger has it. Matt Taibbi has it.
Mm-hmm.
The Judiciary Committee has it. The Weaponization Committee has it. The Oversight Subcommittee that is part of the House Administration Committee has it.
Mm-hmm.
The House Freedom Caucus has it. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, likely has it. And it's just a matter of time for a joint press conference to take place between Speaker Johnson and Elon Musk to go ahead and disclose and release the Twitter direct messages of those individuals on my deep state target list, proving the seditious conspiracy going back to 2016, the illegal spying operation on the Trump campaign. You're also going to find the involvement of Mike Pence and his chief of staff, Joshua Pidcock, in that conspiracy, along with Josh Pidcock's wife, Catherine Seaman, who was the senior Russia analyst for Peter Strzok, who was one of the two individuals that was deployed by Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe to get General Flynn to lie or to get him fired, as per Bill Priestap's notes, which was the deputy assistant director of counterintelligence at the FBI.
That's a long list.
I can go in much more detail, but that's generally the crux of it.
Do you get to meet with Jim Jordan and talk about this stuff?
I meet with everybody.
All these guys?
Every single member that you think I talk to or may talk to, I talk to them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you guys talk about? Like, what's the reason that you talk to them?
Everything that I put out publicly,
yeah.
I also provide that to them.
Uh-huh. And I guess
I don't do anything behind closed doors.
Everything what I mean is transparent. What are you hoping to get out of talking to them? Like, why you do it?
I want to guarantee Elon Musk discloses the direct messages for the mother of all Twitter files so that the entire country can see what just occurred to them, from starting from the illegal spying operation, the corrupt DOJ and FBI. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was to seize the evidence that was declassified by Donald Trump in the last few hours of his first term, which involved the Crossfire Hurricane details, which would list all the names that I've mentioned so far.
Okay.
Whether it was Lisa Page, who was Andy McCabe's chief counsel at the time, along with Peter Strzok, a guy by the name of Joseph Pientka III, who is currently the number three individual at the San Francisco field office. You have a chief, you have the special agent in charge, you have a ASAC, assistant special agents in charge, and then you have the ASAC for counterintelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is a guy by the name of Joseph Pientka III, who was the second agent that was deployed to interview General Flynn on January 24th, 2017, in order to get General Flynn fired or to get him to lie.
Right.
That was an entrapment. And that's the same agent that was deployed in August of 2016 to the Trump campaign to do what they call a counterintelligence briefing, a defensive one, but with the secondary purpose and this was him, Pientka, along with Trump, Chris Christie. You know that Chris Christie's attorney during his Bridgegate scandal was Christopher Wray?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. And then the third person in that meeting was a guy by the name of General Flynn. Joe Pientka was deployed by the Crossfire Hurricane leadership, authorized by the general counsel at the time, Jim Baker, who then later became the Twitter 1.0 number two lawyer, to coordinate the censorship industrial complex to cover up and censor and suspend those individuals that exposed their corruption. Okay? And it just keeps mounting and mounting and mounting, the cover-ups. This is just yet they're trying to take out Trump now, because they were able to take out their first existential threat, which was General Flynn, because he would have been the first one to go ahead and expose this level of corruption, because he knows the system. Now that Trump knows the system after being 4 years in it, he is now an existential threat to that very DOJ, the national security apparatus. Remember, 39 individuals unmasked General Flynn, okay? One of them was Jamie Raskin's wife, Sarah Raskin. Totally unlawful unmasking. Look that up.
Okay.
The 51 individuals that said the Biden laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information campaign, where your colleagues over at Folytico published that on their website. One of those 51 individuals is John Brennan. Another one is a guy by the name of David Buckley. David Buckley ended up becoming the staff director for Liz Cheney's and Benny Thompson and Nancy Pelosi's January 6th cover-up committee.
So it's a pretty small world, it sounds like.
So David Buckley was tasked to create a list and do his deep state target list of political targets. So now it's...
All righty, folks, we're back. We're going to go back to that in a minute, but we got to get the phones to ring. Grace in New York pledges $150. Thank you, Grace. But we've got to light those phones up, folks. We Let me tell you, not many programs will bring you what we're bringing you right now. They don't, you know, believe me, the mainstream media is just shaking their heads. You're not supposed to know all of what we're bringing you tonight. And we've been telling you this stuff all along, but we got to be here to do it. And if we're going to stay on that very station you're listening to us on, we got to hear from you. So that number is 888-281-1110. That's credit card number.
888-677-9673.
The first thing to go is the memory. All righty.
I was so in such in deep thought after Raiklin talking about all those naming names there. That was a lot of names.
Well, he's going to name some more. Let's go back to it.
It's my turn. Mm-hmm. I have a deep state target list, and I'm coming for all of them. And what does that mean when I say coming for all of them? It means the most legal, moral, and ethical consequences to the maximum, to include the maximum punishment for treason. We're going to, I personally guarantee that they're going to face those consequences. And you can take a look at that list.
Like, are you going to sue them? Is that what you would do?
Just wait for it. Okay. You will see it. It will be so visible for the entire world to see and hear. I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
I'm going to incorporate the precedence that's already been set. So we're going to incorporate what was done to General Flynn. We're going to incorporate what was done to Steve Bannon, what was done to Peter Navarro, what was done to Mike Lindell, what was done to Scott Perry. Translation, expect to see live stream swatting raids of every single individual on that deep state target list because the precedence has already been set. Remember when Mike Lindell in the Hardee's parking lot, the FBI went and conducted armed robbery of him in Minnesota? Remember when Peter Navarro was swatted in an airport? Remember when Steve Bannon on multiple occasions within the U.S. Capitol Police jurisdictional zone conducted swattings and allowed for swattings to take place of Steve Bannon and his residence? Remember the armed robbery and burglary of Roger Stone that was live streamed by your colleagues over at Criminal News Network?
Yeah.
That we're going to take in the collective and do that, okay?
Okay.
It does not matter what happens in the election. It does not matter who wins the election. This is going to take place at the hands of the American people, with or without an election, and with or without whoever wins the election. I guarantee you that that will take place at the county and state level, because right now the federal government is not in a position because of its capture and its corruption. So imagine this. When you take a look at the direct messages and the geotagged location data of the 350-plus members on that deep state target list, and then you curate that, Elon Musk, and then do geotagging of the communications, and then you present those communications to name the county of the 3,143 county and county equivalents in our nation, the 50 states and the 6 federal districts, right?
Okay.
And then you identify where a treasonous communication took place. And then you present that to the local DA, similar to good old Alvin Bragg. That then will create the nexus to showcase this criminal, conspiratorial, seditious conspiracy and treason charge. And that local DA, the local sheriff, will then be deputizing folks like Ivan Raiklin and those of us that were thrown out of the military because we did not comply with the illegal DNA mutilation injection, the forced DNA mutilation injection.
Do you mean the COVID vaccine?
I'm talking about the CCP-19 lab incident money-making scheme by Pfizer, the Pfizer fail, the Moderna mutilation, or whether it was just a myocarditis making heart exploding J&J jab. So those of us that were either thrown out or left because we would not participate in the DNA mutilation of our own physiological beings, there's 80,000 of us that are ready, willing, and able in order to be deputized by appropriate sheriffs throughout the country to be participants as lawful deputies to conduct live stream swatting raids of every single person that we can identify that conducted the necessary unlawful activity by county on my deep state target list.
Two questions. Where did you get the 80,000 number? My first question.
Yeah. So 8,600, about 8,500 approximately, were thrown out of the military.
Okay. Because they wouldn't do the vaccine.
Because it wasn't a vaccine. The name of vaccine, the definition changed before the rollout, and it was never approved by the FDA. There was never a product that was approved by the FDA to then be able to coerce and manipulate into other people's bodies. Okay. Don't believe me? Look at the footnote on FDA's own quote-unquote approval of Pfizer's Comirnaty. Legally distinct, and the product was never created. The Pfizer BioNTech was created, but that one was never approved. That was only under emergency use authorization.
Right.
So I need to correct you on that one. You need to do some more studying, ma'am, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next, 80,000,
mm-hmm.
Okay? As far as the 80,000 goes, that's the minimum that I see of folks that left the military early through retirement, ended their careers early because of the illegal mandate that was promulgated by and enforced by the entire chain of command. Those are also going to be many of the members on the deep state target list are those military leaders, quote unquote leaders, I call them failures, within the Department of Defense and at the Pentagon that will face similar consequences for forcing and coercing unlawfully the mutilation of another person's body and thus minimizing and destroying our personal readiness within the DOD.
2020 people you're talking about.
Come on. Are you going to ask that question, that level of ignorance? 2016, Crossfire Hurricane?
No. I mean, you're saying the 80,000 that you referenced.
I mean, at this point, you're wasting my time if you don't even have that level of context. Take a couple hundred hours to research the subject. Follow my work on Rumble. Once you see that, I want you to identify one thing that I have incorrect, and then you can start coming after me with questions to scrutinize it. Because you have not done the necessary requisite research to for me to even give you my time. So I think that's about it.
Can I ask one last question? You don't have to
answer. It better be intelligent.
Well, I don't guess that'll be in the eye of the beholder. You were saying it doesn't matter what happens in the election. So you don't think you need sort of the protection of Trump's Justice Department to do some of what you're talking about?
No, because we're going after the Justice Department.
But like,
they are the enemy. That's what you fail to understand. The individuals that I mentioned are the enemy of our constitutional order. We're coming for them maximally. And how we're coming for them is because we are engaging with counties and states in order to crush them.
Mm-hmm. With via the sheriffs, basically.
What do you think Alvin Bragg's doing right now? Is that a federal officer? Exactly my point. Look at the counties in this country that are red versus blue.
Mm-hmm.
It is overwhelmingly red. So Alvin Bragg and the Dems are setting our precedent as we go on offense.
Okay. Well, thanks, Ivan.
It's going to be a doozy. And I love it when it gets spicy. And there are, again, out of the 80,000 of us,
mm-hmm.
we are clamoring to be deputized by sheriffs nationwide in order to conduct the necessary live stream raids, if they want to push us to that.
So if I did want to follow up with you,
and I'll say lastly,
yeah,
there are over 1 million service members. I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You said Secretary of Retribution. The Secretary of Retribution consists of three divisions. Number one, the research arm. And should there be a mechanism where we create it, it's going to be the first division. Is again, everything I'm telling you, I've already said it publicly. And I have many podcasts where I've said this.
Yeah.
So number one, we're going to have a research arm to continue to develop our targets. Okay.
Okay.
Number two, And that's going to be staffed by January 6th defendants, family members, as well as their lawyers, since they have already kind of conducted some of that research.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already kind of interned, if you will, over the last 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Number two will be the second division, which will include the action arm, the 80,000 of us that have decades of conducting this type of activity of actioning targets overseas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the third arm is going to consist of those that will live stream, right? Independent media, obviously not your organization, won't be included in that.
But
they will ride along. They will ride along and live stream the swattings and raids of the second division that I just mentioned that are properly and appropriately deputized to conduct those raids. And then the first arm is obviously going to be the ones that create those lists. We're just using the playbook and the precedent that has already been developed to target those that conducted lawful First Amendment activity on January 6th and everything downstream from them.
So if you say you don't need, you're not waiting for Trump's election, like when are you planning to do it?
Stand by.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on things.
Okay. So how could I follow up?
So you can follow everything I do online. Everything's public.
But like,
I advocate for the most, these people are going to experience the most peaceful and patriotic, lawful, moral, and ethical experience of their life.
The swatting and the raiding sounds scarier than lawful and ethical and peaceful.
It's legal, moral, ethical. I said it was peaceful and patriotic. It may not be peaceful for them, but for me, it'll be peaceful.
Okay. So, but if I message you on Twitter or something, that would be the answer to questions?
Publicly. You can comment on me on my posts publicly,
okay.
And I'm gonna post this. Again, your name? Okay.
All right, Big John. Comment. We're seeing two things happening. We got another clip we're gonna play here in a little while, but two things are happening around the country. The people. One of the things the people are really getting after the Republicans. For not having the courage, for not being bold, for not going after them. And so the Republicans are finding out that if you stand and fight, you can win. You know, Trump actually taught them that. And they see him, he's back now. And here you see him showing up with him in court. And so they're starting to say, look, what we can win if we will only have the guts to stand and fight. Now, some evidence of that. Well, go ahead and read that article, Aaron.
This is a Gateway Pundit article. MAGA rep Anna Paulina Luna fires a warning shot, warns Merrick Garland that his arrest may be coming via Ultra MAGA Party. Pro-MAGA rep Anna Paulina Luna had a busy day on Thursday. The pro-Trump representative traveled to New York City with several of her peers to sit with President Trump during his ongoing show trial. She later spoke with reporters following her day, observing the illegitimate kangaroo court in New York City. Rep. Anna Paulina Luna then traveled back to Washington, D.C. to join Republicans during the contempt vote against Merrick Garland in the House Oversight Committee. During the hearing, Paulina Luna was forced to hush classless Democrat Jasmine Crockett, who started screaming and cussing in committee like she was at a weekend WWE event. Then, as the hearing continued, Anna Paulina warned crooked Attorney General Merrick Garland that he is not above the law and that his imminent arrest may be coming. Rep. Anna Paulina Luna stated, during my time off for maternity, after I was told that I could not vote, I actually spent that time reading the House Rulebook Manual. And there's something that hasn't been used since the early 1900s called inherent contempt of Congress. It's actually something that any one individual member reserves. The Attorney General thought he was above the law and did not comply, not just with one subpoena, but with two subpoenas. These are subpoenas from both Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer. I want to read this to you because ultimately, if in 10 days the Department of Justice does not do their job and hold the Attorney General responsible, just like they would any other American, I think that it should be our job in the House of Representatives to bring an inherent contempt proceeding against the Attorney General, of which I've already filed that privileged motion over a week ago. I would like to read it real quickly in saying that resolved that if in 10 days after the passage of this report, the Department of Justice has failed to indict Attorney General Garland, the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall issue his warrant commanding the Sergeant at Arms or his duty to take into custody the body of the said Attorney General Garland, wherever found, and bring him to the said Attorney General said Attorney General Garland before the bar of the House of Representatives, then and there to provide documents, materials, and answers such questions pertinent to the matter under inquiry as the House of Representatives may order the Speaker of the House of Representatives to propound, and to keep the said Attorney General Garland in custody to wait further orders of the House of Representatives. This is something that we reserve as an authority in order to bring back order to a House that has seemed to have forgotten it. This was long overdue. Hear, hear.
All right. 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
All right, folks. Dan, or Thomas in Detroit pledges 100. Dan in California, 60. Sister Mary Grace pledges 100. And folks, again, we got to hear from you. We're running out of time for tonight. So it's 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673. Give us a call.
All right, again, 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
On the other side of the hour, we're going to be discussing a number of things. I'm going to play another clip, and we may change that clip up to go to another clip, and I'll tell you at the break. We might, and then again, we might not. I've got to make up my mind. We got 1 minute to do this. Big John McTurnan, we've got to have all kinds of opinions from you. We got to find out.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, Pastor Ernie. So I guess on the other side of the break, we can explore some things.
That's where we'll start off. As soon as we come back, we're coming up to the break now. It's this countdown thing, you know. We got about
John. Are you excited seconds. About hearing Ivan's testimony there?
Absolutely. What's so exciting about it is that it's at the level we can get at them. Forget about the federal level.
Have the sheriffs go after them.
Yeah, the sheriffs. And hopefully we can get, a governor.
Hang tight, John. That's exactly what we've been doing with Tactical Civics. Be right back with more. 2-1. Be right back.